We are just moments away from the Behind Big Brother finale podcast, but first we're going to cross to David, who's in the audience with some fans.
I found a fan here. So fan number 3722. Who's your favourite housemate?
Peter Albert.
Oh, here's a mug and last season's coaster. Back to you, Tim.
Thanks, David. We're just waiting on the final votes to come in and we'll bring you the finale podcast.
We have to audit everything here. We're so close. The votes are so close.
We have to hand count the computer votes. We'll be back after this commercial break.
What are you doing?
Toasting my
Big Mac.
How good's this gonna be?
Some people would go to any length to toast their
flavour.
Luckily,
Canton.
We toast them for you. Choose your favourite
black and gold burger mix.
And get it lightly toasted, leaving it crisp on the outside and fresh on the inside. So leave it to the experts.
Toasted
Whopper.
Now there's an idea.
Toast your favourite
black and gold burger mix
to today. Can't beat that taste.
We're just moments away, The envelope is on its way here. It's coming down. Here it is, and I've got the envelope in my hand. The Big Behind Big Brother finale podcast starts now. Hi, it's day 101. Day plus one. And Big Brother 2007 is over. Yes, it was an interesting night, nonetheless. I have lots to say, but
we've got lots of lists.
We have lots of lists and a little bit of ranting, and I've come to a huge realization today that something about Big Brother and how I feel about the whole show and how I'm going to go into next year, but that'll come later. We'll keep you waiting. We're waiting on the... No. What should we talk about first? The padding. No,
we'll start from the very beginning.
Start from the beginning. Wait, we have to start from Sunday then, because we didn't podcast about that yet.
Okay, yeah. Well, what happened was we were going to do three episodes over the weekend, and then...
Life got in the way.
Well, life got in the way. We were going to Skype one, and then we realised we'd both gone over our download limits downloading Big Brother UK. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to... do one straight after the finale episode, but we're glad we didn't because we'd
be... It would
have
been very negative.
No, but we would have started at 3 a.m. The show...
Yeah. Sandra wasn't very happy that her time slot had been pushed backwards. She was very upset. Sunday, Travis and... What was the other face? Billy. Couldn't have been more happy with that. That was my ultimate thing. What's the word? That was my ultimate, that was my wish. Something actually happened that I wanted to happen, and I don't vote. So the public got it right once again after voting Zoran out.
But the only downside was these idiots were rewarded for doing nothing.
Yeah, true. Especially those two, because they got that far for actually doing nothing. The first 2 weeks, what did Travis say? Bloke and...
she'll be right.
And what's that? Turu, as he went to bed, that's the only thing he said in the first 2 weeks. And, well done to Zach and Alicia getting there. And then last day, oh, my God, so boring. The last day is, you've got the final two that the Australian public have chosen. You need to, get some last little ounces of goodness out of these housemates and give them fun things to do instead of just letting them sort of prance around and not do anything. They should have locked down the house into small sections and they could only... No, lock them in the chill out room or something like that. Yes.
Well, I didn't really watch the Sunday eviction, so I don't have any comments. I was working. I knew what the outcome was going to be.
There was this huge... Oh, that's the thing I was going to mention. There was a huge save vote, as there was last Sunday, for one particular housemate, more than the other one, and everyone was speculating, oh, it's definitely going to be Zach. And et cetera, et cetera. And then the tables turned as Monday night rolled along, and I missed the first bit of it and caught, I was chopping here and there. Thankfully, I missed the pantomime, which we broke earlier in the day.
I have a long list of nitpicks because I just sat there with a notepad and just wrote down stuff.
Okay, where should we start?
At the beginning, so Big Brother put a clock on the screens all all along Monday, so Alicia and Zach could count down how long until the finale show. Started at 10 hours, right? And at the beginning of the finale show, they had a live feed where both housemates counted down 30 seconds, which was a really long time listening to them count.
5 seconds is enough for any counting on any show.
And then chalk it down to the work experience kids that do all the graphics for Big Brother. The clock resets to 10 hours and it went like this. 3, 2, 1. And it says 10 hours again. And then the camera quickly pans away. So like, you can't see the 10 hours on the screen. And from that point on, I thought, uh-oh, this show is just going downhill fast.
The 10 hours, I'm not so sure if I'm happy about it because it just makes them more nervous and it's really hard for anyone to speak to the housemates when they're so nervous. Like, yes, it's going to be a nervous thing anyway, but counting them down and saying, this, you know, this is definitely going to happen at this time and giving them back that sense of time and knowing when something is going to happen just makes them more nervous. And Alicia and Zach were complete wrecks. Gretel got, what, like 3 words out of them total? The end and all the only
they were so frustrated for waiting. The crowd wasn't in the whole before they even started padding things out, the whole show wasn't very enthusiastic. I remember Gretel coming down onto the stage and saying, and thank you to this ridiculously enthusiastic crowd. It was the exact words. They crossed to a shot of the audience and it was a group of people just sitting there with their arms crossed going, eh. And like you could notice that the cameraman went, oh shit, and then panned away really quickly.
But the finale nights always are panned out, and that's one reason I sort of walked in and out of the room and did a few other things, because there's not much that you miss. They sum up the whole season, which I always enjoy. It's the things that you might have missed or that they didn't show, and the main points of the season.
But they didn't really show anything new, though.
That's true. That's true. But it doesn't need to... What am I trying to say? If the technical difficulties weren't there, the show doesn't need to be that long anyway. You could totally fit it into an hour and a half. Easily fit into an hour and a half, but no, they just think, oh, we'll make a huge time slot for it.
Only an hour and a half-ish Big Brother UK. I don't know. And it's the same with the regular evictions. I don't know why they have to pad things out with packages of footage that we've already seen throughout the week.
Next.
Breakout. So what did I have next on my list? It was just stupid. I've got lots of little nitpicks, but the whole thing was just stupid.
It was just, you know, such a stressful time for everyone involved if something like this happens, but it really, really, really showed. Like, they've been doing live television for 3 months. Some of the staff must have been there since the beginning, that 7 years of live television, and they couldn't keep the stress levels and the nervousness down. And it was so clear to everyone watching that they were just like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do now? Quick, let's set off the fireworks and let's send the housemates in this truck and let's do this.
This crappy pickup truck. I remember Bree said, oh, we've got a Mardi Gras float that will make the organisers of Mardi Gras jealous or something along those lines. It was like some stupid... Because they were expecting Zach to win, so they did this Mardi Gras themed. I don't know. It was stupid. It was what, like a bogan Mardi Gras float,
and it was so dangerous. It had like two steps attached to the back with sticky tape that the housemates were stomping onto and running up.
The rails looked all rickety. Someone was going to fall off. It could only go at like 2 kilometers per hour. They didn't want to drive any faster in case the whole thing like collapsed.
And at the beginning, Gretel was sort of standing there with Alicia and Zach, and then as all the housemates collided onto her, because there's been, what, 7,000 housemates this season?
I believe it's 8.
As they all clambered on, Gretel just got lost and pushed off the back, probably went under a wheel, and you couldn't see her, and you could hear her sort of commenting, and she wanted to say things and ask sort of some of the housemates and pad it out even more, but she couldn't because she just got shoved to the back. And then I suspect that she was supposed to say something then because the cameras were sort of looking for her going around the side, but there was nothing to be seen.
All you could see was like Kate occupying most of the camera space.
And what's her name? Emma? No, someone. And Emma's socks.
Emma's boobs, like taking up a lot of the camera space as well.
And why were they still in the outfits? That's what I don't get. Like the pantomime...
They didn't
let's get back to the pantomime, because that's a whole other disaster.
Well, I thankfully missed most of it. Whoops.
But we were talking about Gretel. That whole sequence was really unfortunate for her, because she injured herself on that float and her dress was ripped. And you might have noticed after that little bit, she'd suddenly changed into leggings when she was wearing a long skirt from beforehand. Then, as soon as they come out on stage, she gets a plastic chicken thrown at her head, which I thought was hilarious, and then later thought, okay, that actually maybe that's a bit much.
I thought it was... I feel so sorry for her. She does do well in the situation she gets put in. She rips her dress, changes the costume, and then gets hit by a chicken, but still manages to keep the show going. She does well, and, you know, thumbs up to her for keeping the show going. She could have easily have just sort of been grumpy the rest of the night, but she didn't take
well. The rumors on the forums that she threatened to resign after that, and she absolutely cracked the shits with the producers because she was forced to stretch things out and looked like a bit of an idiot on TV, more so than usual.
Well, it would have, everyone would have wanted to leave except Mike, because he was probably waiting for his up late time slot because it went into that. But I would be pissed off that something like this could happen. I want to jump back before I have a semi-rant, but it's not really a rant. The whole technical difficulties thing. If you're going to show the housemates' faces on a graph, which personally I think is an absolutely great idea.
Yeah, I thought that too. I thought it was good.
Good, you know, massive thumbs up for that. Besides getting in more votes, which is clearly what it's supposed to do, but it shows you who's in front and it gives you not this sense of, oh, I don't know, they're padding out. I actually know that this person in front and this person isn't. If you're not going to discuss it or say to your providers, we expect high load on these, you know, these message services, because there are going to be a lot of votes coming in, and then they crash or they can't keep up with the people SMSing in, you know, that's a bit of bad planning on, I don't know if it was Big Brother's part or Legion, whatever it's called, Legion
Belong.
Bondage or whatever.
Belong. they rename themselves something stupid.
Yeah. Or it's their fault that they couldn't handle what was going to happen. And it shouldn't have happened. And that's the bottom line. But
okay, I'm going to break her because I have a really big rant about this.
Okay.
Where are we? I've lost my mouth. Okay, the voting thing was so dodgy. Am I the only person who thinks this? They had to manually count votes that are counted by a computer. Eh?
I don't understand how it works. There was mention that the difference was only 500 votes between these two housemates, which, you know, fair enough, that's very close. But computers that are specialized to count votes and poll them against one or the other, how is that a complicated task for a computer? This is what I don't understand. Unless people are SMSing in weird shit that the computer is overloading and doesn't know what to do. But, you know.
There's a post on our forums. It's from Mr. Whippy 100, and obviously a new poster because he's written this really big text. I have worked in a radio station before, and all 199 votes, which are SMS votes, come through computers. When a busy period occurs, such as competitions where thousands of votes come in at once, the computers tend to backlog, and all SMSs can,
Can easily freeze,
or the computers can freeze. Now, I'm sure this must have happened last night, especially because it was viewed by 2.3 million viewers. Gullible viewers in South Australia, Western Australia and Northern Territory would have been voting even when the lines were closed, thus causing more of a backlog to the system. And this makes a lot of sense because a lot of people are complaining that their vote confirmation messages were coming back at like 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Well.
So, and this person thinks, to save themselves, I reckon the boss just said, screw it, let's give Alicia the crown.
That's a lot of the people on the forums are saying, you know, oh, fuck, she was in front in the beginning. We have totally no idea what's happened. Let's just give her the crown. I don't think it's that way. You can't give someone $470,000 or $450,000 by just deciding who had won before. Like, this is a giant corporation that isn't... What if something like that got leaked? Like, the whole corporation goes under. It wouldn't have happened like that.
It just happened on the BBC, though. They've been faking SMS winners for a while now. I wouldn't put it past Southern Star Endemol and Legion Belong.
I feel sorry for them, though. I do feel sorry for them and everyone involved. You don't expect something like this to happen. And I always love a technical.
No, it's proper planning. Don't feel sorry for them.
But
you just said before, like, if you're going to put the faces on screen, then plan for this.
No,
and they know, like, how much there was competition between the two.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're wrong.
No, I still can't help, like, it's such a massive thing and it's the finale night and something this fucked up goes down and everyone just sort of puts out their hands, what can we do? Let's set off some fireworks. Oh, well, hopefully the Big Brother staff will get to have some sleep now. They'll be coming down in more ways than one.
Okay, now we've got past a serious part. I have a few more nitpicks to go through. I'll go through them really quickly. This isn't a nitpick, actually. Did you notice the screens on stage actually had better effects than before?
Yes, I did notice that. It took them long enough, but well
maybe
done.
They tried, like, have a small amount of the budget they put aside. On finale night, instead of using the TAFE work experience kids to do their graphics, they actually get a professional to do it.
They'll keep them for next season.
Okay, next. Brie kept emphasizing that there was no contact with the outside world, which is utter garbage. Does she even watch her own show?
Obviously not.
Kate looked a lot like Chrissy from Big Brother 3.
And shouldn't have been shown dancing on television.
What were you saying to me before when she was on the truck?
Oh, when everyone jumped on the truck, like, the truck was clearly struggling with, like, 30,000 people on the back. And then Kate
That truck is probably used to transport hay bales around Dreamworld for the animals. It's not used to, like,
people. And then sort of Kate jumps on and they show the fireworks start going off and they show this bird's eye view and the truck clearly is struggling under her weight. I mean, poor love, but still, it was funny. It was a nitpick anyway.
Okay, next, Hayley was extremely annoying.
Oh, she ran up to Alicia and Zach and was like, "Hi, guys, how are you going?" Zach has no clue who she is and where she's from and would rather have kicked her off the side of the truck. And Alicia was like, "Fuck off." But she's like, "Hi, how are you?" Gives him a big hug. I was like, "Fakey McFake fake."
Okay, next, Ryan's an idiot. We all knew that, but it got so bad when he's just sitting on the couch pretending to SMS and Brie goes, "What are you doing, Ryan? Oh, the votes haven't closed yet." Yes, they have. Oh.
Without a script, please. I think he's just hopeless.
Without an auto cue.
When him, Brie and Mikey were sitting on the thing and it was just like, twiddle.
Okay, next point. Rebecca had way too much makeup on. It was caked on. You're a Mormon.
The 2 seconds that was shown of Rebecca, I got such a different opinion of her. She just seemed completely different.
She's the naughty, slutty Mormon that all the Mormon guys want to get with.
Just the impression that I got from her, the costume that she was wearing, the way she handled herself, just seemed completely different. I was a bit like, ooh. I don't know if that was her out of the house or Big Brother's changed her, but...
Oh, and did you notice did you see when Mike interviewed Jamie?
No.
Mike was very careful not to, like, excite him too much. Otherwise, Jamie would go off on a tangent. And a couple of times he did, and Mike Gorman actually cut in and said, okay, well, next question. next point, everybody was so fake. I felt like I was watching American morning television. Mike Goldman was making... the gay jokes, homophobic jokes yet again. I see he's like, Ryan's tendencies are rubbing off from Friday Night Live.
Rubbing off.
That's very inappropriate. This podcast is rated G.
We have an explicit rating.
And finally, Michelle likes John Howard.
I thought it said enough looks said. Like.
Michelle likes John Howard. I think that says enough about Michelle.
If we didn't already.
But we're not getting political or anything. That's not here or there. But she likes John Howard, enough said.
Whoops. Yeah, let's break her. Where's the button? There. Okay, so I'm a little upset that Zach didn't win. I was going to place bets on him. We all were. There was 3 of us and we were going to place $50 bets on him to win, even though the odds were like 1.52 or something before they closed. But the voting closed before my credit card would go through. So lucky I didn't place votes. But still, I feel kind of cheated. Like, where did all these people come out from the bush? Like, they all went to a capital city and got mobile reception and started SMSing in. Like, she was so far behind and Zach had this 75% vote two Sundays ago, and then had a huge amount on Sunday, and then she's just come back. I guess it's the classic tale of the underdog, but still, I wanted him to win. I just wanted him to win. That's all. That's just personal preference. I have nothing against Alicia, like, good on her, but still, I just wanted him to win.
That's why all these conspiracy theories are happening, because everyone expected Zach to win. I mean, the betting agencies even expected it, and they're almost never wrong. Lassitus.com.au.
The people that have bet for Alicia, because before betting closed, she was at, what, like $2.50 or something? They would have made a shitload of money if you bet, like, even $100 on her. You're making $250. You're making $150, rather. Good, I know. I hope she does something well with it. And someone said to me while we were watching it, oh, I bet Billy wants her back now. Billy did not show the slightest bit of affection for Alicia the whole time she was there. He was sort of off canoeing.
Bodie showed more affection. Did you see when Bodie jumped up on the truck? Mm. Zach went to say hi because they'd never met. And Bodie just was rude and ran straight towards Alicia and, like, hugged her and stuff. And Zach's just like, oh, well, fuck you.
And what? No, I'm not. Yeah, just, I wanted Zach to win.
You made a really good point before that Laura just did not exist.
Yeah.
On the finale show.
I was counting, and then as Mike Goldman was saying the names, and I was counting and I was going, no, wait, that's not how many. Oh, that's right, Laura. No mention of her. Even in the footage packages, she was sort of, like, the screen was cut off on the edge, so she wasn't seen. Like, she was just
a Big Brother logo was placed over her head, like a KFC logo.
And she didn't exist at all. They could have at least mentioned her. I don't know, she couldn't be here, or she was still a housemate. She was still something for the show. Let me show those white room people that no one even cared about.
Yeah, I know. I was like, who? Oh,
who's this
white
tall, blonde
room
twat? Oh, yeah, that's right.
The one that hates women.
Yeah, oh, that's him. And just completely got rid of it. I thought she was a semi-decent housemate.
Do you think it was a little to do for the fact that she was a little bit the rebel and, like, occasionally was just like, oh, screw you, Big Brother?
Yeah, but the actual reason, which everyone suspects, is because she didn't... because she got drunk and punched police or something. But people get drunk, go to hospital, and end up in jail all the time.
Yeah, AFL players do it all the time, and they're like celebrities the next day again. Exactly. Look at Ben Cousins. He was fucking addicted to ice.
And now he's back in the spotlight.
We're going off on a tangent.
We are going on a tangent. Wait, Jamie, huh? He's possessed my soul. That's
Breaker.
Wrong button. Okay, Gretel confirmed that Big Brother 2008 was going to happen, which
I don't
all
think
knew
that's
about
a confirmation as such, but we know it's going to come back.
We know. Yeah, it's going to... While she said this, and I thought about it a lot on Monday, I've come to a realisation and just have to accept the fact that Big Brother is turning into a children's show. No, wait, not turning, is a children's show. 2001, okay, that was... Wait, 2001's, yeah, that was the first series. That was 6 years ago now. I thought and had the opinion from about season three, when they started putting older housemates in, things changed quite a bit from season two, to season one when compared. I thought that Big Brother was going to be a show that grew up with its viewers, kind of like... I compared it to, like, how Harry Potter kind of has, where it started with the younger kids and now it's got into, like, the last book or whatever, but it's a much older sort of audience. Big Brother hasn't done this. It's just stuck with what it knows. And I'm quite disappointed. I wanted it to grow up with its fans and become a more mature show.
It not only hasn't grown up, it's gotten younger.
Yeah.
There's this really good post on the forums that I picked out before we started the podcast. It's from Aussie Flavor. And the post is called Give Big Brother Back to the Adults. In a nutshell, Big Brother was always about social experimentation of adults being put in a fishbowl to see how they would react. The concept was to bring out raw emotions, be they sexual, social, etc. Unfortunately, Big Brother has become a tweeny show, and that is why the concept will decline into oblivion. I tend to agree. The post goes on, my God, did you see the little kids that Mike was talking to in the audience? They would be lucky to be 10. This is not the demographic Big Brother should be gearing up to. I was amazed when I went to my niece's school today. This is what I heard from 11-year-old girls. Alicia deserved the money because her and Billy can get married and build a house. And then there's this little unimpressed smiley emoticon next to that. We loved Alicia because her hair was pretty and she never brushed it. We loved Alicia because she giggles and was so cute.
My first thought is that Aussie Flavor's niece goes to the same school as Lil Sis. It's completely on the dot. Let's have a think about it for a second. A lot of Australia's population is an aging population. That is where the money is. People are retiring. People have money. The older people have money, sorry. The younger people, yeah, they're always going to exist, but they have all these other shows to watch. Why can't Big Brother become a more mature show and grow with its fans, the ones who have stayed loyal over this long and who are now much older? And just, yeah, I want it to grow up. I'm really disappointed. I hope next year I'm either going to go into it, I haven't quite decided, I'm either going to go into it saying, okay, this is a child show and I'm just going to take it for what it is and not be so negative about it because, you know, they're not going to change it. They're just sticking with what they like. Or I might kind of give up on it and just be like, well, no, if they can't grow up with everyone else, why stick to something that you like? You've got to take risks. And
doesn't Channel 10 say their demographic is 18 to 49? Where do kids come into 18 to 49?
They don't. they come in like uterus form, like zygote form, like in their parents' belly, like not even born yet, addicted to Big Brother.
That's what's happening. None of the money's going into development. All the money's going into ways to get fetuses to SMS.
Fetus phones, things like that. No, yeah, that's my rant of the day. I don't really like being negative about the show because I do enjoy watching the show. But when I feel dumbed down by any television show, and I'll rant about anything, even Idol, I run a website on Idol, and I still rant about that because it gets dumbed down and I feel dumbed down. I don't enjoy watching.
And that website's coming soon, behindidol.com.
Yeah, all your Idol media when I finally get around to making it. Whoops.
You've only got 6 days. Tico's back.
Oh, my God. Breaker.
So I'm thinking maybe we should wrap up this one about the finale show and be back with just a look at the season, expert analysis on the donkey Gretel noise.
We've had an actual donkey come in and see if they can sort of
decipher what she's actually saying.
So yes, tune into part 2 of the podcast where we'll also, you know, we'll close up.
Let's do it tomorrow night over Skype.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Tune in tomorrow night.
It's the end of the season. We're really neglecting the listeners now. We made them wait so long for last episode.
Yeah. We'll sum up everything tomorrow night and
we've got some letters we have to go through as well.
Wait. Yeah, I can do Wednesday. I'm just thinking about
it. Well, we'll do it whenever. They can wait.
Yeah. Just subscribe to the feed. Thanks
for
listening.
Screw our iTunes rating. I don't care.
We're not even on it anymore. Bye. Stay tuned for part 2 tomorrow. Sometime
or whenever.
This week. No Gretel Colleens were harmed in the making of this podcast.